height of the 2008 financial crisis, we often heard that companies were too big to fail. Well, in the years following that, there was also too big to jail, a phrase coined in the reaction to the fact that basically no one was found criminally liable for questionable business practices that led to the financial crisis. The Justice Department did take a lot of heat for that, but today officials there revealed new policies that will prioritize prosecuting individual employees, not just fining the companies they work for. NPR senior business editor Marilyn G. Wax joins us now with more. Hi there, Marilyn.
Hi.
So I read that Sally Yates, Deputy Attorney General, has said that corporations can only commit crimes through flesh and blood people. So tell us specifically, what do these new policies do?
Right. The idea here is that bankers are criminals, not just the banks. And the Justice Department has issued this memo that instructs federal prosecutors to prioritize criminal prosecution of these individuals, whoever set the crimes into motion. So from now on, when a company is negotiating a punishment, you know, with the federal regulators, the prosecutors, they're not going to get credit for cooperating unless they identify the individuals who devised or approved the wrongdoing. The companies are going to be required to turn over evidence against executives if they want to reach one of those settlements.
Interesting. Now, this is coming even as the Justice Department, you know, to be fair, they've won record fines against corporations in the past couple of years. I guess, I mean, did they think the fines weren't enough? And what are the penalties that come along with these new rules?
Well, under the new guidelines, that if the company doesn't cooperate, the fines could just be much bigger than what they've been in the past. Now, it depends on what happened and the crime, but it'll be a lot larger. And in fact, these fines could be big enough that they'd really cripple the company and cost the other executives, even if they're totally innocent, their jobs, their stock options. So everybody in the company, whether it's a top executive or a secretary, they're going to be a little more inclined to squeal on the bad guys if they think they need to save their own jobs by making sure their employer doesn't get one of these huge penalties.
Uh-huh. Well, but I imagine that there are people listening now who say, but, we've seen
right.
in cases in the past that CEOs and other top executives are just very much shielded from responsibility. So how do we know that they're not going to just hand over a lower level employee?
Well, people will continue to worry about that, and that's understandable why they'd be skeptical. In the past, a lot of top executives who made just huge amounts of money at financial institutions and these things, they escaped any kind of personal punishment. And there was a really notorious example of that. Angelo Mozzillo, he headed Countrywide, and that became this huge mortgage company. When the housing bubble started inflating in 2001, Countrywide started getting involved in those subprime mortgages. Mozzillo got hugely wealthy from it. But those lending practices were pretty shady. A lot of bad mortgages contributed to the housing crisis, and that destroyed $9 trillion worth of wealth in the home equity market. You know, so Mozzillo got charged with securities fraud. He agreed to pay some fines, but actually a lot of the penalty was paid by the company. So in effect, he walked away a rich retiree, and a lot of other people lost their homes.
And the
They want to make that change now. They're looking for a different way to go.
With these new policies. Well, NPR senior business editor Marilyn G. Wax talking to us about new policies, as we said, from the Justice Department that could pave the way for more individual prosecutions when it comes to corporate malfeasance. Marilyn, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.